Lesson 23. Give. Principle 8. Yield myself to God, to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. Matthew 5:10 says, "Happy, blessed are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires." Step 12. Having had a spiritual experience, as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all our affairs. And Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted." Think about it. Matthew 10:8 says that freely you have received, freely give. So what does it mean to give? Let's use the acrostic. The G in give stands for God first. By placing God first in your life, you will realize that everything you have is a gift from Him. You realize that your recovery is not dependent upon material things. It is built on your faith and your desire to follow Jesus Christ's direction. In Romans 8:32 we read, "He did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things?" And in Matthew 6:24, "You cannot serve two masters, God and money, for you will hate one and love the other, or else the other way around." The I in give stands for I becomes we. The 12 steps do not begin with the word I. The first word in step 1 is we. The road to recovery is not meant to be travelled alone. In Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39 it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, which says, love your neighbour as yourself." In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, we read that two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone, and there is no one there to help him, two men can resist an attack that would defeat just one man alone. The V in give stands for victories shared. God never wastes a hurt. Principle 8 gives us the opportunity to share our experiences and victories with others. This is how it was for me. This is what happened to me. This is how I gained the strength, which means that there's hope for you. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 says, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help those who have all kinds of troubles using the same help that we ourselves have received from God." The E in give stands for examples, the examples of our actions. In James 1 verse 22 it says that we are to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. But to be of help to another, we are to carry the message in all our affairs. I'm sure you have all heard the term Sunday Christians. Let us not become just Friday night recovery buffs. In 1 John 3:18 it says, "My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action." The Lord spreads his message through the eight principles and the Christ-centered 12 steps. We are the instruments for delivering this good news. The way we live will confirm to others the sincerity of our commitment to the Lord, to the program, and to them. That's Principle 8. Luke 8, verses 16 to 18. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it up on a lampstand so that those who enter the room can see their way. We're not hiding things. We're bringing everything out into the open. So be careful that you don't become misers. Generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. Write about it. Give question section. Question 1. What does Matthew 10:8, which says, "Freely you have received, freely give"? What does this mean to you? Question 2. How has your attempt to put God first in your life changed your understanding of the word give? Question 3. Ecclesiastes 4:9 tells us that two are better than one. List specific instances in your own recovery that you have seen this verse in action. Question 4. What are some of your recent victories that you could share with a newcomer? Question 5. In James 1 verse 22, we are told to be doers of the word. How can you be a doer of the word among family and friends? How can you be a doer of the word in your recovery group? How can you be a doer of the word in your church? How can you be a doer of the word in your job? And finally, how can you be a doer of the word in your community?